Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB news, Governor Nathan Deal has made good on his vow to restore a jet fuel tax cut that had been stripped by state GOP lawmakers who were irate over Delta Airlines' decision to cut ties with the National Rifle Association. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, yesterday Deal ordered the collection of the state's 4% sales tax on jet fuel to be suspended.
The order suspends sales tax on jet fuel starting August 1st. That means Atlanta-based Delta and other carriers will save about $39 million a year. Deal says the move will help boost the airline industry and keep a pro-business climate in Georgia. The tax break was stripped from a larger tax overhaul earlier this year after Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle vowed to kill it. That was in response to Delta ending a small discount program with the National Rifle Association after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A new poll finds that the majority of Georgians support a school funding formula that puts more money into high-poverty school districts. The poll was conducted by the nonpartisan Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. According to the AJC, the survey finds that 69% of voters are supporting sending more state money to K-12 districts with large numbers of students from families in poverty, plus 71% favor increased spending on the state's subsidized child care program so it can serve more working families. The Atlanta Braves pitcher who threw a no-hitter on Sunday against the L.A. Dodgers is now apologizing for tweets that he sent when he was a teenager. Sean Newcomb says he regrets the racist and sexist and homophobic messages he sent in 2011 and 2012, calling the messages, quote, stupid stuff he did with friends when he was a teenager. Newcomb is the second Major League Baseball player in the spotlight for sending offensive tweets in his youth. The league mandated that Milwaukee Brewers relief pitcher Josh Hader attend sensitivity and diversity training after his tweets from years ago resurfaced earlier this month. In a statement, the Braves organization says Newcomb is remorseful and that the team will work with him to, quote, mend wounds created in our community. For more news, please visit gpbnews.org.